Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to throw you a very interesting curveball today. You know, we've talked about a lot of things dealing with your money on this program, and I've invited a special guest, an author, a speaker, a business consultant, somebody that's kind of seen things from a lot of different ways or perspectives. Her name is Jennifer Wilkov, and she is on the line with us. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. It's great to be here with you.
It's really good to be with you, and I'm really excited to have you on the program because you've got such an interesting background, and you have worked as a certified financial planner. You've done a lot of things, but you've got some interesting perspectives, and I love the books and the things you're doing. The website, let me get it out to our listeners, is jenniferwilkov.com. And we need to put the S in there, right? So Jennifer S. Wilkov, and it's W-I-L-K-O-V. So jenniferswilkov.com. And so you've written, you do a lot of coaching, mentoring. You've done a lot.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Well, if it's not fun, then look out. It might be work. But
yes.
That's great. And so share with our listeners a little bit about your background and what's gotten you into doing the things that you do, because I think they're really going to, I think, see a lot of value in this conversation today.
Well, David, one of the things that really moves me in the work that I do, regardless of what type of work it is, I'm really dedicated to moving mankind forward, and I'm very interested in those things that allow people to become more of themselves. So I've worked in a variety of roles and professions and industries and had lots of opportunities from various perspectives to do just that and to help people really move their lives forward in a way so that they can live the life that they say that they want to have, whether it has to do with money, relationships, their career, or just their own life experience while they're here. In some cases, it could be with their health. It's really about who are you and how can you be more of who you are.
It's like this, I've heard it referred to, and I think this is a lot of what you may be speaking to, is that how to be authentic in what you do.
It is. It's really, you know, I say all the time, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit more, I always say that you have the right to remain fabulous. And it really, I had someone ask me about, why is it remain fabulous? Isn't it become fabulous? And I said, no. I said, you actually have always been fabulous. It's us who take that away from ourselves and then think we have to recapture it in some way. So it's really about understanding exactly what you're talking about. If you can be authentic to who you really are, you're really going to go far. But more than that, you're going to touch a whole lot of lives that are going to move forward too.
Well, and you talk about replacing the perception of some of the negativity. Really, the basics of all this, though, begins with the person and how they view themselves. And it's really about making a choice of who we're going to be or who we're going to allow ourselves to be, because there's adversity around every corner. And, you know, the old expression is, it's how we respond to these things, be it our money or other things that may happen to us.
That's right. And a lot of it comes down to not what's happening, David. It's really, how are you going to handle it? And it doesn't matter what area of your life something may occur. It really is determined, and the experience that you're going to have and everybody else is really determined by how you choose to handle it and the choices that you make in the middle of that situation, circumstance, and condition.
It's the middle of the storm when it matters. You know, it's a funny thing. I think, you know, anybody would say, you know, if success is dropped in your lap, boy, that's a real struggle to handle with. And some people do. You know, hear about the Powerball stories of people winning $250 million and there's nothing left. But in general, people would say, you know, success is a pretty easy thing to deal with. It's how people respond to this adversity that comes in different forms. It really determines, well, that's where they test their mettle, right?
It is. I think oftentimes there are two things that happen in that particular moment. A, you definitely find out who you are. And the other side of that, which is complementary, is you really find out how much courage and how much strength you really have. So if someone depletes you or tries to take everything that you have away from you, you really find out that there are certain things they're never going to be able to take from you. And it's a turning point, I think, for many people who have been there in that situation,
well,
like I have, which we'll talk about.
And that's actually what we're going to leave them hanging with, Jennifer. They have to come back after this short break. Jennifer Wilkov is our guest. The website is Jennifer S. Wilkov, and it's W-I-L-K-O-V. JenniferSWilcoff.com. Come back from the break. We're going to share your very personal story of adversity and how you overcame that and how that's affected you and what you do. So stay right there, listeners. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We're back with Jennifer Wilcoff, and it's JenniferSWilcoff.com. Jennifer, before the break, we're talking, you know, we kind of set people up. They're like, where's all this going, guys? That's what my listeners are wondering right now. And how does all this relate to money? You know, you and I are sharing our philosophies and our views on how money and different life situations. But you have a very interesting story that is kind of a crossroads, I think, in your life that deals both with adversity and money. So why don't you share that with the listeners, and we'll kind of spring forward from that.
Well, I found myself at the center of a storm where the criminal justice system really broke down in New York State when I was a certified financial planner myself. In fact, I was a decorated certified financial planner and named the advisor of the year of my branch prior to this incident. And I was faced with a real estate investment that was referred to me, where I did follow all of the industry procedures to check in with my firm and make sure that I covered my bases. And then I referred that investment, and that investment eventually became a scam. And I was one of the investors, and my family lost the most money.
Wow.
And we were devastated. But one of the things that was more devastating than that was when I was falsely accused of being a co-conspirator to this scam.
So you weren't just a victim financially, but you then were accused. And I understand you reported this as well.
I did. I was the person who discovered the scam with a real estate litigator in the area where it occurred. I was the one that went in to report the crime. Never been faced with that situation before, followed through, informed all of the investors that I had referred it to, and I connected them to the same attorney to give them legal advice because I am not an attorney and was not at the time. And then I found NYPD on my doorstep and subsequently was arrested and indicted as a co-defendant in this case. Unfortunately, that wasn't where it ended. What transpired was horrifying, as I then was stripped of everything that I had. I lost my home. I also lost everything that I had. And by the time I worked through the details with a criminal defense attorney who actually ended up, instead of doing what he was supposed to according to the rules of the legal system, he ended up throwing me under the bus. Cajoling me to plead guilty to something I didn't do. And then he abandoned me in my sentencing hearing, leaving me with no attorney.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm in a courtroom, and my attorney basically withdraws without telling me that he's going to do it. And so I told the judge at the time that I wanted to withdraw my plea, that I had been misrepresented, and I wanted a two-week adjournment, which is my Sixth Amendment right in the Constitution, to have the attorney of my choice so that I could have this case handled in a proper way. And she told me no. She violated my Sixth Amendment right and said, no, you're going to Rikers Island, one of the nation's and New York State's most violent prisons today. And at that point, I was down to my stuff that I had left was in a storage unit. So I didn't have an address. And I had to leave everything behind me, my life, my electronics that we all take for granted.
Sure.
No home address. And I went into Rikers Island for 4 months. And a lot of people rallied around me, and other people ran in the opposite direction with their hair on fire.
So you also learned a lot about who your friends are, I suppose, too.
I really did. You know, it's something, there's something about going through an experience like this where you're doing everything that you believe is right and you're doing everything that you can. And when things aren't going your way and they're inexplicable, it's very frustrating. And the legal system is very unbending in its ways. And so what the judge had told me at that sentencing hearing was that I could appeal when I get out.
Nice.
So not only
thanks a lot for that.
It was crazy because now I was saddled with this felony that I really didn't deserve, and now I had to fight my way out of it, which was even more daunting. But first, I had to get through 4 months of being in prison. So it was sort of a take it one step at a time situation. But I'll tell you something. The most interesting part of the experience was I had told my mother that I couldn't explain what was happening. I knew that I was doing everything that I could, but there were things that I felt like I didn't know were going on, which I'll tell you in a moment. But
yeah,
the interesting thing that I told her was that there's got to be somebody that I'm supposed to help.
Right. After all of this, you know, what good is going to come?
Exactly. I said there's got to be a reason why this is going on.
Well, let's do this, Jennifer. Let's take another short break. Jennifer Wilkov is our guest. The website is jennifersswilkov.com. Lots of great books that, of course, have sprung out of this experience for Jennifer. We'll come right back, and you can finish the story, Jennifer. We'll take a quick break.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted that break to go really fast because I want to get back to Jennifer. But before I let her continue the story, it's jennifersswilkov.com is a website. And you know, part of this experience for Jennifer, she's written several books: Boys Before Business, A Single Girl's Guide to Having It All, Dating Your Money, How to Build a Long-Lasting Relationship with Your Money in 8 Easy Steps, and The Loved Ones Kit, The Enlightened Ways to Organize Your Money and Life for the Ones You Love. Boy, Jennifer, what a story.
I'll tell you, it's even crazier to live through. One of the most interesting things that I did experience and find out was I did find out that there were false statements that were made by the people at the investment firm.
Putting it on you instead of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was an unfortunate thing to discover 3.5 years later after I was released from prison. And that came out in a FINRA arbitration. Now, FINRA,
wow,
as you know,
yeah,
but for the benefit of your listeners, FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And so these are the people that oversee every stock market in the United States, every firm, and every individual advisor.
Supposed to.
Yes. And in this arbitration, I actually was pulled in as a third party to one of the investors who had brought this arbitration, this lawsuit against the firm. And at that time, they were trying to pin the claims that were being made on me because I had this guilty plea. And what transpired at the arbitration was nothing short of miraculous, because anybody would say, well, if she did it over here, she should be penalized over there and over here and everywhere. What actually happened at the arbitration, the result and the decision that was made was that I was completely innocent. They actually denied every claim in its entirety beyond fraud. They actually had also denied withholding material facts, failure to disclose, and breach of my franchise agreement. And
wow,
what that actually showed was that I had done everything right according to the financial industry rules and guidelines and regulations. So
it sounds like another book. You can do everything right and still be wrong, and what to do about it, right?
It's crazy. And I'll tell you, to go back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, it really depends on how you choose to handle it. I did so many things inside that prison that I really touched the lives of the officers and the inmates alike, and it was just about me being myself. And then more than that, when I came out, I had people who were so supportive, but they also really wanted to know what I had to say, and I really started to open up. I got asked by Marie Claire to do an exclusive interview for them, which I did. That article became an award-winning article, and I was given a writing credit for that. So that was very unexpected, but I was very happy to do that with them. and thanked them for the opportunity. And then I really found that a lot of people were like, how did you do that? Like, why aren't you hiding under a rock, you know, for the rest of your life? And I said, well, why should I? You know, I really feel like there are other things that I can do in my world, and I'm not going to allow this to strap me down so that I can't go out and, again, move mankind forward in the ways that I'm destined to do it. And a lot of people said, wow, you know, I just can't believe that. So, David, I really encourage your listeners. I know that things happen. I know that sometimes things are really inexplicable, but there really are reasons why they do happen. There are lots of things that you can do to use that experience to benefit so many people, and that's really what I've done. And I feel so grateful that I've been able to do it. And I really do purport this message that you have the right to remain fabulous. They may tell you that you have the right to remain silent, but I'm telling you, you have the right to remain fabulous.
I love it. What a fabulous story. And it's generous of you, Jennifer, to share it with us and to be on the program. And, you know, I'm going to ask you a question that you probably get, or maybe you don't, but, you know, I know that you would, of course, like for things to happen differently to you. But at the same time, look at that journey. I mean, how do you kind of reconcile those two? You know, I'm sure you're like, I wish that would not have been in that situation, but look at the richness of the experience.
Well, there's a wonderful saying that I get reminded of by many people, and I tend to do the same. I pay it forward. Hmm. And that is, God only gives you that which you can handle. And I really did not know that I could handle something of this magnitude. And it is a responsibility. Not only while you're going through it, but also what you choose to do with it.
Well, and that's the next thing that we need to do, Jennifer. Let's take one more quick break, come back. Let's talk about how we can apply this now and what you can help our listeners, what they can do with their lives with the knowledge of what you've been through, which is just nothing short of remarkable. Jennifer Wilkov, JenniferSWilkov.com. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
We're back with Jennifer Wilkov, website, JenniferSWilkov.com, books, speaking opportunities, lots of good stuff here. There's so much to talk about. How do people apply? People are afraid of things. They are, you know, worried about what may happen. They're worried about how people judge them or view them. Give my listeners some action steps or ways that they can make the best of their situation. Is that too much for the next 3 minutes?
Well, I certainly will do my best, because one of the things that I can definitely tell you is that life is not about what other people think. It's really about what you do. And when you think about what's happening to you, you are the one that makes the decisions about what to do. And believe me, David, when this happened, I had so many people throwing so much advice and so many suggestions at me that it really came down to listening, which is one of the things that I always encourage people to do. It's a skill that you have, and it's one to be developed, because listening is one piece of that equation. And then listening for the pieces that make sense to you and that resonate with you, and tossing out the other pieces that don't, and having the courage to do that, is the other half of the equation. Because if you're in the middle of chaos, and if you're in the middle of that storm, the minute that you allow your emotions to get out of control too, it's very complicated and difficult to make a decision. And it's the wrong time to make a decision when you feel so unsettled.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to be in control of your mindset and your that inner person to make the decisions that, you know, you look at what's happening, what is the next, you mentioned this earlier, what's the next best step that I need to take?
And to that end, let me add that the next step may be a baby step. It doesn't have to be the longest yard that you've ever stepped forward. You really
have. You been talking to my office? They know I like to skip rungs of the ladder. You're talking about me. All right. No, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about, because sometimes it's difficult to take a baby step because you want to reach three or four, you know, steps further down.
It is, you know, and I also, I work with people as a book consultant as and also to grow up speakers for their platforms. And, you know, one of the things that happens to us, David, in every part of our lives, no matter what we're doing, is we want it to happen faster, right?
Please. Don't know anything about it.
Let me skip five steps. But, yeah. The interesting thing about it is, if you are willing to slow down, and this is one of the things that a lot of people seek me out for, it's something that I talk about a lot when I speak publicly, is that if you're willing to be in the moment and you're willing to take that step, no matter how small or how large that step may be, you're going to learn something at each stop and at each step that's going to really help you for the next one.
And that may be what you're missing if you try to take too many steps or too big of a step at once.
It is, and that's what happened to me. You know, I went through this terrible downward spiral of everything that just made no sense, and each step was more horrifying than the next. And then what happened was each of those horrifying steps prepared me for the next horrifying step, so that I actually was given, and I'll say blessed with, these experiences so that I could actually handle the next one that got tossed into the middle of the stew. And if I didn't take those small steps and really understand how I was choosing to handle them, I probably would have been blown away by what was happening to me.
Well, Jennifer, you've auditioned, you've been on many programs. Love to have you back. Great story, very insightful. Jennifer Wilkov is our guest, jennifer.s.wilkov.com. Jennifer, thank you for being on the program. Sincerely, a very special time with you today.
Wonderful to be with you, David. Love to join you again. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.